Americans are too expensive. In today's episode of the CEO Lawyer Podcast, I'm going to talk about why virtual assistants and offshoring is the trend that everyone needs to hop on if you want to stay in business in the United States. I'm Ali Owa, the CEO Lawyer. Welcome to another episode of the CEO Lawyer Podcast. Americans are just getting way too expensive. Now, if you go to Starbucks, they start at $15 an hour. I was at Buc-ee's, a gas station, the other day, $19 an hour just to start. And then managerial positions go up to 25 or 30 bucks an hour. How do you compete with something like that? And these are entry-level jobs. It's not like you have to have a doctorate in law and a master's in business just to be able to get this position. So what does that mean for all of the entry-level positions at doctor's offices, accountant's offices, engineering firms, law firms, basically all of these professional companies that have low-level, like clerks, mail people, whatever. There are definitely positions in your company that don't need a $25, $30, $40 an hour employee. So what do you do in those situations? Well, you have to outsource and hire virtual staff. Last year, actually 2 years ago, I started experimenting with hiring virtual assistants to help me manage my social media. I was getting way too many comments, way too many messages, and you know, as much as I try to comment and respond back to each and every person, sometimes you need help, especially during the nighttime. So if I'm sleeping from like 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., I'll hire a virtual assistant in the Philippines that's 12 hours ahead, and their main job is just to respond to every single message that comes in and every single comment that's posted on my social media. Obviously, you have to figure out some security measures like installing LastPass so you don't share your passwords, like giving them minimal access through your Facebook ads manager and your ad account or your business manager account. Having a director that's overseeing that virtual assistant. There's a lot of different things that you can do, but that's one example of how a $12 an hour employee in the US was basically replaced by a $2 or $3 an hour employee overseas. So let's take that a step further. Okay, they're basically responding to messages and comments, great, but what else can they do? Well, every one of my videographers has their own video editor that's in another country. These video editors range between $4 an hour to $10 an hour, and they basically do all of the video editing for me and my company. Now, obviously, when we first started, we had a videographer that was doing everything. They were the content creator for the firm. But if you want to produce more content and you want to amplify the amount of product, if you want to amplify the amount of videos and posts and blogs and whatever you want to put out there, you need additional support. So if you think about it, let's say your content creator gets paid 25 bucks an hour on average. And then if you were to have them do all of the video editing and like scraping the video, making sure they clear out all of the bad and the ums and the, you know, what's go like all of the bad parts of the video. And then they had to also send that video to rev.com to get the transcript. And then they had to wait on that to come back, analyze the video and start chopping it up into different pieces, and then install all the subtitles and put the graphic, put the thumbnails, everything else. Your video is now costing you like $300-$400 to do for every single video. And your videographer, your content creator that's in the US is spending way too much time doing things that a lower level employee or a lower task employee could be doing. So we supported each of our videographers with two virtual assistants so that they could get their work done. And now what's happening is we're producing content on our Spanish channel, our English channel, our business and marketing channel, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, across all the platforms. And we only spent about, for the four additional virtual assistants, all of them combined cost pretty much less than one additional videographer, because it's almost a 5-to-1 ratio. When you're talking about offshoring, we also have virtual lawyers in other countries that basically handle all of our e-filing and updating our Dropbox accounts, things like that, data entry. They're great for all of that. And they're only like $5 to $8 an hour compared to a $40 to a $60 an hour employee. That's a huge difference. So every part of your business that can be done by a low-level employee or a low-task employee should be offshored and outsourced if possible. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't hire low-level employees or that you should fire all of your low-level $8, $10, $15 an hour employees. No. I'm saying you should elevate their tasks, get them to do medium level and higher level tasks, and anything that's not worth their time, like mundane data entry type work, have them be supported by virtual assistants in other countries. Because you literally can get people for $2, $3, $4, $5 an hour to do the mundane stuff that Americans will never do. They don't want to do it. Like, even as a lawyer, if they were like, hey, we need to hire you to do doc review, even if it's a good paying job, I don't want to do it. Like, it sucks. I don't want to sit there and read documents for 8 to 10 hours a day and analyze them. That's not why I went to law school. And similarly, a lot of the employees in the US don't want to do that boring, mundane stuff. But in other countries, they don't even have the opportunity to have these types of jobs. So you might think, oh, they're taking advantage of these people for only paying them $2 or $3 or $5 an hour. Well, the alternative is no job. The alternative is significantly less money. The alternative is poverty. So if they have internet access and they're willing to put in the work and you're consistently providing them with that work and you're paying them on time, that's way better than their alternatives. Americans have luxuries. Americans have options. Americans have the ability to start their own business or go and ping pong between different jobs. And that's a luxury that we're afforded in the United States of America that a lot of people don't think about. So when you look at why foreigners are so hungry and why they're so successful in the United States is because where they came from, these opportunities were not available. When I was studying abroad in Mexico, I noticed that the taxi drivers there would work from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. every single day, Monday through Saturday, and they would take Sundays off. Sundays, one day off a week to be with family, church, you know, basically just catch up. And if they wanted to rest a little bit, they could. But 7 to 11 is 15 hours a day, every single day for 6 days. That's 90 hours a week. And they're still taking a day off. Americans think 40 hours is full-time. Americans can work 2 full-time jobs. And by the way, there's a video that I posted on TikTok that went completely viral. It's been picked up by WorldStar. WorldStar picked up the video and like started making fun of me about it. And then there was like, I think it was a TMZ or some other, like there were so many websites that picked it up, so many news sources that picked it up, thinking that I'm crazy for saying this. But it's true. Americans can work 2 full-time jobs for just 2 years and save enough money to put a down payment on a house or on a multi-unit building and then rent out the other units in that building and cash flow the money as a landlord. Why don't people do it? Because it's hard compared to what you're supposed to be doing or what normal Americans do. Because most Americans are like, oh, 35 hours a week, 40 hours a week. Oh, I'm done, dude. Ugh, my back hurts. I'm gonna need that lumbar support. Foreigners will work 80, 90, 100 hours a week and not complain. When I was studying abroad in Mexico, those same taxi drivers, no matter how much they work, they could never afford to buy their own home. Never. Only their parents and grandparents, who had already been sort of grandfathered in, literally, were able to afford those properties because it was a luxury. That's why when I grew up in Dalton, Georgia, on Fifth Avenue, all the apartments that were around us would have 10 to 15 Mexicans stuffed in there, and they would all go out and work at these carpet mills and these chicken plants and these factories. They would save up as much money as they could for a couple of years, and then before you know it, each and every one of them had their own house, their own car, they started their own family. And it's like, that is the American dream. That's the opportunity that you have. But the American dream is kind of going away because we're eliminating all these low-level jobs. That $7.25 an hour doesn't exist anymore. Even though they call it minimum wage, it's not. It's $15 an hour is basically the new minimum wage. So that gap between the $7 to $15 an hour is all done by offshore employees or computers and machines. So if you're in a service-based industry like I am, you need to figure out how to hire virtual assistants to support your American teams. You don't fire your American people to replace them with offshore people. You support your American people to amplify the quality of the work that they're doing. And that's the main point of why virtual assistants are the best thing that you could do for service-based businesses. And I'm going to go on record right now and say this. The new minimum wage for a lot of high-level companies, software firms, medical offices, law firms, accounting firms, the new minimum wage in the next 5 to 10 years is going to become $100,000. Six figures is going to become the new five figures. Where if you're not making $100,000 a year because of gas being $7 a gallon, because of a gallon of milk being, you know, $5, $6, because fruits and vegetables and toilet paper and everything that you need for the house is getting so expensive, you just can't afford to live off of 30 grand a year like you could 5 years ago. So where do you think we're going 5 years from now? So if you don't figure out how to offshore and hire virtual assistants, if you don't figure out how to eliminate all the low-level tasks and the mundane redundancies in your business and give them to people in other countries, or just don't do them at all, if you don't figure out how to retain your highest quality employees and be able to pay them more by supporting them with low-level employees in other countries, you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose. So if you wanna compete in this space, figure out the virtual assistant staffing game. The website that I've used for a lot of our online staffing is onlinejobs.ph. So I don't endorse them, I don't work with them, I don't get any benefit from telling you this. I'm just sharing this with you because hopefully you can hire someone to manage your calendar for $3 an hour, part-time. You can hire a graphic designer to help with designing some stuff, some products for your website or for your Instagram page. You can hire a video editor so that you can put out more content on social media. These are all available. You can go on Upwork, or you can go on onlinejobs.ph and find a virtual assistant for yourself. I'm telling you right now, if you don't figure that out, you're gonna lose in the next 5 years. Take advantage of it. Share this podcast with someone that you think might benefit from it. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. I know this was outside of the scope of what we normally share, but this is a fair warning to all of you. If you're in a service-based business, or you or someone on your team is doing low-level tasks, offshore them and have a virtual assistant do them. You can get them in Mexico, you can get them in Central South America, you can get them in the Philippines, in India, wherever. It doesn't matter. Just get people to do that work because Americans are too expensive and they're not going to do that cheap work. You've been warned. Thank you for tuning in on the CEO Lawyer Podcast. We'll see you next time.